Hello and welcome to episode 188 of the Live to Walk Again podcast. My name is Jeremy Dixon, your host as always. With me today, got Brandon and Ricardo via Zoom. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. It's good to be here with the broadcaster extraordinaire.
Yeah. Is that me? I don't know.
Yeah, of course it's you.
That's the star of our podcast and fearless leader, Jeremy.
That's right. Also known as J and B, the original two. Yeah. J and B.
Oh, man. Well, we were off there for a few weeks. I had COVID, got that round two. That was not as much fun as the first time, I'll tell you that. Definitely hit me a little harder this time, and I made it through. So I got on that Paxlovid from the doctor and
took care of it, or what?
I mean, yeah, I'm still like coughing stuff up at night though, man. Like, nights are still a little rough, but I mean, I've been negative for like,
it didn't escalate though too bad after that.
No, but my voice is pretty toasted still, man. And
no, it sounds very, very Barry White-ish today.
Barry White. I thought you said Barry White-ish. I was like, man, what are you doing here, B? We're not going down these roads, bro. But yeah, Barry White, I got you.
Yeah, and shout out to the smoothest of all time, Teddy Pendergrass, man.
There you go, Teddy. I was actually trying to get, I didn't end up recording this interview with our guy Art Renowitzki, that's our guest today, until Monday, because he had some stuff come up. Like, that dude is so busy. And then I got COVID, obviously, so I couldn't talk for about a week. And got Art on the show though again, man. This dude is just doing amazing things. The Life Goes On Foundation down there in the Bay Area, and with the LGO teen leaders, it's an amazing story the guy has. We didn't dive too deep into his injury. He only had a brief amount of time, so we kind of just touched on what they're up to, like their big gala that they have every year that usually coincides with I guess the date that Art woke up out of the coma after being shot outside of a club in the Bay Area back a number of years ago. They usually do. He was basically in a coma for a month, and when he came out of it, he started this, he just like got to work. And so every year they have the gala like right around Christmas, around the time that he woke up, which was a freaking Christmas miracle for sure. And they moved it this year to later this month here in March. So anybody in the Bay Area or that wants to travel to the Bay Area, check out the notes for the show. We have the link to their website where you can buy tickets for the gala. And yeah, so I just wanted to get that out before anything else. But
well, what's his foundation's name again, Jeremy?
Life Goes On Foundation.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's for. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's their whole mission is to end senseless gun violence. And and we kind of touched a little bit more this time on the LGO teen leaders, which I think, I know I said it in the interview too, it's just so important, man. Like, that's getting to the youth and letting them know that you don't need to pull a gun on somebody, or like there's better ways to resolve your problems, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And also the fact that even though you're in a in an area that, we see it around here. There's youth right now. There's just a thing at one of the high schools up here in Burien where kids are shooting at each other over crazy arguments, over stupid arguments. And I think down in your area, there was down in a Pioneer Middle School, there was two kids threatening to shoot each other, and they shut down the school. Mm-hmm. And how do we get out of that mindset? And the way we do it is through foundations like ARTS, right? Showing kids and families there's alternatives to settling, talking it out, working things out, finding other activities other than things that will, you know, there's no instant cure with a gun, right? A gunshot is a permanent end or a permanent change in someone's life, as in arts.
Well said.
I saw a tweet the other day, just from like a random one-off tweet that came through, and it said that some guy had said something about like 5 minutes cost me 10 years of my life. Mm. Broke it down, like 1 minute, like I felt disrespected. Then 3 minutes, a fight broke out. 4 minutes, I pulled a gun. And the 5th minute, I shot somebody. And now I missed, you know, my son's birth and like the first 10 years of his life. I missed like my daughter's birthdays from like age 5 to 16 or whatever. And like all the stuff that he, you know, his grandparents passing away, like all this stuff that they missed. It's just like, you don't put that stuff into perspective when you're, and like in the moment, like it's hard. Like when you're like, yeah, when you feel disrespected or you feel a certain type of way, but obviously gun violence is not the answer. And yeah, I just like, I really love what art's doing. I mean, and art got robbed for $20, like some guy just shot him and stole his wallet and he had $20 in his wallet. Like imagine that, like that's just insane.
So yeah.
One thing I really appreciate about Art's perspective is, well, he does show a lot of gratitude still, but you know, he's very forgiving, and kind about it. And you know, that's to be commended, but I mean, they don't call it senseless for nothing. Do you know what I mean? Cause it's really hard to wrap your brain around it.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's so true. Well, let's get to this interview real quick. We'll talk again on the other side, but yeah, it's a short, sweet interview, and we'll get to this right now, and yeah, we'll be back.
Right.
This week on the Live to Walk Again podcast, we have back one of our favorite guests, Art Renowitzki. You might know him on Instagram as Art the Inspiration. He's a gunshot survivor, a spinal cord injury survivor, founder and executive director of the Life Goes On Foundation, National Wheelchair Basketball Association national champion with the Golden State Road Warriors, and basically one of the most interesting men in the world. So Art, man, welcome back to the show, bro. I appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me. This is always good. Like we said, you know, we talked about before, just catching up. Like I said, the fourth or fifth time I've been on Live to Walk podcast, and you know, Live to Walk Again podcast, and just love your grind, man. Love how ambitious you are, and everybody that you connect with in our, you know, not only spinal cord injury community, just like, you know, the public, you know, everybody out there, and just taking, you know, your work to a new level, man. Every time we talk and catch up, so happy to be on again, man.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's always love, man. You know, I did so. For anybody who doesn't know the story, I know that you can go back and listen if you want an in-depth story about how Art got injured originally. But, you know, why don't you give us a quick overview about like how you were originally injured, and then, you know, kind of where that's taken you in life since then with the foundation, with your Life Goes On Foundation.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. For any new subscribers, or if you haven't watched my previous, you know, podcast with you, Jeremy, like, you know, my story is pretty, you know, traumatic, and you know, some trauma involved and whatnot. But I grew up here in San Francisco Bay Area, city of Oakland, as a very active, you know, young person, athlete, got in a bunch of sports all through school, and played basketball, football, track and field, even like martial arts and stuff like that. So I was pretty active, and just loved, you know, just being a kid, man, playing sports, going to school. And while I was my second year of college, I decided to go to a dance club. And when I came out from the dance club around midnight, just wrong place, the wrong time, a stranger ran up, shot me, stole my wallet, which had 20 bucks in it, and ran off. I like to say, like, unfortunately, but fortunately, it happened, because, you know, it led me to where I'm at today. But that one bullet just going back on that, caused a lot of damage that night. It went through my chest, hit both of my lungs, shattered my spinal cord. And it still lodged in my body to this day, barely missing my heart and, you know, some very important, you know, organs in my body. But thankfully that, you know, I survived. I was shot December 2nd. I didn't wake up till December 23rd, you know, that month. And, you know, woke up a day before Christmas Eve to learn, you know, I'd possibly never walk or talk again. I had a trach in my neck. So, man, it was tough, man. The only way I could communicate is writing on pen and paper. But I'm here. And actually, while I was in the hospital with three other spinal cord injury survivors from gunshot wounds in my hospital room, I got the inspiration to start Life Goes On Foundation. And, you know, that was the motivation, inspiration behind it. And once I got my voice back, you know, I never looked back, and I promised myself I would always, you know, use our voice for something powerful. You know, like you and I, Jeremy, you know, we suffered spinal cord injury, but like you're doing so powerfully, man, and using your voice for good and using your voice for change and to interview some amazing folks, you know, around the world. You're not taking your voice for granted. And that's what I promised myself to do once I got out the hospital as well.
I love that, man. I love that. So the Life Goes On Foundation starts, and it's essentially like the purpose of it is to stop senseless gun violence, right?
Yes, yes.
So, and I love, man, I do want to chat a little bit today about the teen leaders aspect of what you guys do, because I know the LGO teen leaders, like, that is the genius thing of your whole, of the whole foundation to me, is like getting to these kids before, you know, it's cool to be carrying a gun around or whatever. And, you know, I mean, obviously there's terrible situations in some neighborhoods where you feel like you have to protect yourself with a gun or something like that. But, you know, like, I love that you guys are getting in with the kids and letting them know that this isn't the way to resolve problems. Right. So yeah, talk about, like, I guess starting the foundation, and then when you guys actually were able to get the teen leaders program started. And all of that.
Oh, man. So, yeah, starting the foundation, I literally, like, once I got out of the hospital, I'm like, I had no idea about, like, public service work and nonprofit spaces and, you know, what being a professional speaker and those type of things. So it's like, I just kind of just dove in head first and kind of, like, learned as I went. And boy, did I, that, like, experience is the best, like, lesson, right? So I definitely learned a lot. I did go back to school and, you know, learn about like nonprofit management and nonprofit, you know, got more, you know, education on what a nonprofit running that looks like. But it was really just a lot of experience and just meeting with people and, you know, going to coffee meetings and talking to people in that space and just trying to pick their brains. But yeah, the nonprofit started a year after I got out of the hospital. Once we registered with the state of California, got our 501c3 nonprofit status, and then really started pushing it from there. So, I mean, we're well seasoned now going into 20, you know, now that it's 2024. And, it's been a hell of a grind, man. But, you know, I wouldn't change it, and met some amazing people along the way. And we still got a lot of work to do. We're still going to keep pushing and working towards our mission. But the teen leadership program actually is really, I love this program. I love working with our teens and, you know, what we do with them and take them out to, we take them out to, you know, college, you know, trips and, you know, Warriors games. And, you know, we just took them to Pixar Animation Studios about a week ago to visit the campus and talk to employees there and, you know, get their background and their journey to, you know, be professionals in that space. But it started because, you know, in 2017, we partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of America. The specific one is in San Leandro, next to Oakland, where I grew up playing basketball and, you know, as a kid and going there. And they wanted to partner up. Excuse me. And they wanted to partner up and start, you know, a teen leadership program with them. So we started that, and it was just, it was a really good first launch pilot program. And now, you know, that was 2017. Now it's 2024. I've been doing it every year. We do it, and it's continued to grow. And the students that started in it, it's pretty amazing. They're now college students, and they still come back and help out. And, you know, it's just a beautiful, progress. The whole, everything has grown organically and come together. It's been amazing. And the motivation behind it was, to be honest, it's like that youngster that shot me. I mean, he was never caught. But when I look back and think about how young he looked, he had to be, you know, no older than 18 years old, you know. And I want to say that if he had some love and some arms wrapped around him, the right mentorship, you know, maybe, you know, who knows, his parents were probably obviously not around or giving him right love and support, then, you know, he probably wouldn't be in that position to be doing that. And that's the motivation behind this program, is getting teens in a safe place where they feel safe. They're, you know, getting, you know, the right support, the right love, and they're getting mentorship. We're bringing in people that, you know, speakers to come in and talk to them and give them motivation and love and support. So that's the reason why we do that. And, you know, the mission is, like I said, been organically grown from stopping gun violence, supporting those with spinal cord injuries, and, you know, now doing our teen leadership program.
I love that, man. I love that. And yeah, like, so important just to get with the kids, you know, first, or anything else. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like that's, I mean, yeah, like the fact that you guys are able to do that is incredible. And, you know, I know that you put on this huge gala every year. And usually it kind of coincides with right before Christmas, like when you woke up, from the coma that you were in after suffering that gunshot wound, all those years ago. And so I know this year you guys moved it later in the year to March. And yeah, I just wanted, you know, talk a little bit about the decision to do that, and you know, where that came from, and then, yeah, like what, and then give us the date. I know it's coming up here in a couple of weeks. So
yeah, March 28th. It's coming up really soon. March 28th, at the California Ballroom in downtown Oakland. It's going to be a great night. You know, got some special guests, some great hosts, you know, some great auction items, and, yeah, just really looking forward to it. And, you know, we usually have it in December because, you know, that's around the time my injury happened and kind of how around the time and the motivation was started around that time. So, but this year we you know, we decided to go with a change and have it where it's usually gala season for a lot of other organizations in the March, April time. And yeah, the weather will be better. You know, daylight savings had just, you know, happened yesterday. So I'm excited about it. New change, but I think it'll be good. And everybody's, you know, really looking forward to it with the organization. So just happy to get out, you know, some great public figures and some great guests, and, you know, just celebrate and have a good time and continue to get motivation to push this mission.
Yeah, for sure. We'll definitely put a link in the description here for anybody in the Bay Area that or that wants to travel into the Bay Area to buy some tickets. So go support the cause. That'd be awesome. But you know, what's the last year or whatever it's been since I guess since we really talked about the foundation specifically, like what's been the updates with you guys? Like how's everything going with the foundation? Like where are you guys at?
Yeah, it's been that long since we talked, Tom. Yeah, man, just continue to grow with the foundation and, you know, continue to partner with other nonprofit organizations in the same space. We were just in Sacramento last week at the state capitol, you know, just, you know, lobbying for support, you know, to gun violence survivors and their families, just to get, you know, closure for, you know, the victims' families. I don't like the word victim. I say survivors, but for the survivors' families and, you know, cases that are unsolved like mine, that, you know, those cases be revisited and not just kind of, you know, thrown in a on the shelf, you know, and just stack up papers, and people forget about that without getting the right closure. So, you know, working with the state capitol last week was great, and just continuing just to, you know, push this mission all throughout, you know, not only the Bay Area, but throughout California, throughout the country, and just continue to get this mission. Another program that I do love to share about and is our KRJ Adaptive Athlete Grant. I forgot to mention, but with this program, we partner with the Craig Nielsen Foundation, and Craig Nielsen's a great organization, philanthropic foundation that, you know, supports nonprofits and those with spinal cord injuries, specifically. And we started a program to give away Performax sports chairs to, you know, up and coming adaptive athletes, whether that's wheelchair basketball, wheelchair, you know, softball, track and field, you know, wheelchair rugby. We just actually, there's a new recipient. He's actually a quad, and he's playing wheelchair rugby. So we got him a chair of, you know, recently. And yeah, just continue to push that program as well. So it's been growing right in front of us. So yeah, that's pretty much what we've been up to. Been really busy and just having fun with it at the same time.
I know. I honestly don't know if there's somebody that works harder than you, man. Like we shoot texts back and forth once in a while, and it's like, you know, I know you're always doing something, man. So it's you're an inspiration, bro, for sure, man. Everything you're working on. So, you know, I did want to like jump into the Golden State Road Warriors a little bit. I think that might be the last time we spoke, was like right after you guys won shortly after you won the championship last year. And now you guys are back, and you're, I guess the season's almost, I didn't realize the season was almost over already. So, how's things been going with that? And, you know, what's the outlook on heading to the national tournament coming up?
Yeah, man, it's going great. It's going great. The season is, it's going well. We had one tournament where we flew to Phoenix, and we did good in Phoenix, but, you know, half the team ended up getting COVID, including the coach. So the following weekend, we had to fly to San Diego with only like six players. So, but that tournament, we ended up going 3-2. And now we are, I believe we are 12-4 in the season right now. And yeah, just continue to grow and just try to beat. We got practice tonight. We're going to be gearing up just for it to go out to nationals this year. The NWBA national tournament is being held in Richmond, Virginia. So,
and what weekend is that going to be?
That's going to be April 12th through the 14th, I believe.
Okay. Nice. Nice. And yeah, I know. So you're going to send me over a link to that so I can, share that once it is getting a little closer, so people can check that out. Cause yeah, man, like wheelchair basketball, like I'm hooked on it now after the Olympics, a couple years ago. Like, those guys were going at it, man. It was fun to watch. So I'm excited to check you guys out. Yeah. So what, and you said that the national tournament is basically like a March Madness style, like 16 team tournament. So where are you guys, where does it look like the Road Warriors are going to slot in?
Some tough losses this season. Like I said, you know, we lost four games last year. We only lost one game, but, you know, it is what it is. Stuff happens. We got to stay resilient. So, you know, we're going in there though at number four in the country, which
okay, so you're already locked in at four.
We're locked in at four. So, we'll be going in on that with that record. I mean, with that seeding, and you know, just going to keep whoever is in front of us. We just got to stay connected and, you know, our five has to just, you know, at the end of the day, play better than their five. And, we got a great team, so I'm excited for the challenge.
That's awesome, man. So you sure. I mean, and four seeds win or make it to the final four every year, bro. So you guys got no problem, man. You'd be all right. Yeah, hell yeah. So I know, like, back in the, you know, a few years ago, you were linked up with San Diego State and their basketball team a little bit. Speaking of March Madness stuff, like, is that still, do you still talk with those guys? Are you still do anything with San Diego State?
Yeah, San Diego State, there was a, so one of my teammates, his name's Kenny Johnson. He's also a gunshot survivor. But his younger brother plays now currently on the University of Arizona. And they're a really good team. They're from Oakland, Keyshawn Johnson. So the reason I was linked up with them is through one of my teammates' brother who played on San Diego State, and they went all the way to the national tournament while we were in the national tournament.
Oh man!
So like it was just a crazy feeling. We were watching them after our games, and we ended up going all the way to the national tournament or the national championship game. They ended up going all the way to the national championship game. So it was such an exciting time, and hopefully we get the same type of thing, you know, happen this season. Because Arizona is actually, what's crazy, Arizona is actually ranked number 4 in the country right now as well. So it's
that's wild. They're tough, man. I saw, you know, they we're up here in Washington, so we see like the Huskies going out. Like Huskies are terrible, man. They just announced they fired the coach, or they're going to fire the coach after the season finally. So don't like to see anybody lose their job, but it's about time, man. We've been dealing with this for too long. So
you ever watched the Washington State games or not?
You know, not too much. I'm kind of rooting for them this year just because they're like getting left behind with everybody leaving to either the Big 12 or the Big 10 or whatever. So they're just kind of stuck, and they beat Arizona twice, I think, this year. And they're right up there, man. So, and then they go and blow it to UW. Like, they lost to Washington this last week in like the rivalry game. I felt kind of bad. I was actually kind of rooting for WSU, which is like not like me at all. So I was just like pulling for them. It's kind of the underdog story there with those guys. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody expected WSU to be very good this year either. So it's kind of cool to see, man. But
I watched a couple of those games. Surprised they beat Arizona twice. But that's Klay Thompson's old team there, and you know, he's a big, always posts about him and whatnot. So
speaking of Klay and the Warriors, man, like, what, I know you're like the biggest Warriors fan I know, so what's going, I know Steph just got hurt like a week ago, and I know Klay hasn't been having the best year ever, and Draymond's like needs to stop punching people, man. What's the word on the Warriors, bro?
Yeah, man, it's been a crazy hectic year, man. But you know, I'm just hoping for the best. You know, the good thing about Steph's injury is it looked really bad. I was watching that, and it was going. Good thing is that his ankle wasn't completely damaged, and he looked like he'll be coming back hopefully soon. So it wasn't like a Karl Anthony Towns type injury where he's out for the whole season, because that would have been tough.
Yeah,
chance without Steph, but with Steph, hopefully he gets, you know, back to his playing form, you know, playing form again, and you know, shoot, we'll see.
Man, yeah. I'm just hoping we get the Sonics back soon, bro, so we can have a little friendly rivalry going finally again with between the Sonics and the Warriors, man. That was always one of my favorite teams for the Sonics to play back in the day too, man. I always kept up with like Tim Hardaway and Chris Mullen and those guys, man. Mitch Richmond and whatnot, like those guys were fun TMC. To watch.
Yeah, run TMC. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man, those guys were fun. So yeah, hopefully we get the team back soon enough. NBA, do the right thing, give them
bring them back. We need a team in Seattle,
man. My brother Brandon, I always tell every time you hit me up with any like Sonics news you ever see on online or whatever, like, oh, they're coming back, man. And tell my brother, and he's just like, bro, I love Art. He's the best, man. So, but, well, yeah, man, I know you're busy, bro. You got practice tonight. I just wanted to get a quick update from you on the foundation and kind of how things are going in your world. And Yeah, man, we appreciate you, bro. We're definitely pulling for you, and hopefully you guys raise a ton of money at the gala this year, and we can yeah, man, we'll definitely put the link on our page and try to get you guys get some tickets sold and whatnot, get people to donate. And yeah, what's the website for the foundation, Art, and your socials and all that stuff before we go?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, before I get out of here, www.lgof, as in family, so lgof.org, the acronym for Life Goes On Foundation. Visit there and you can learn more about, you know, the mission, if you want to volunteer, you know, either online or in person, if you're local here. But also, you know, you can go on the website and learn about the gala. It's lgof.org/gala. If you want to support and, you know, see, come out, that'd be great.
All right. And then what, Art the Inspiration, at Art the Inspiration on IG. And yeah, at, man, go find them.
Yep. And at Life Goes On Project for the foundation. So
at Life Goes On Project. Yeah. We'll get all those links put in the notes for the show too. And yeah, bro, I appreciate you, man. It's always good catching up. I know, just wanted to get a quick update from you today. And yeah, we'll be in touch, bro.
Sounds good, Jamie. I appreciate you, man. Keep up all the good work, man. And always proud of you every time I see you grinding, doing your thing, man.
I appreciate you too, man. Thank you for the kind words, bro. Talk soon.
All right, my man. Take care.
All right. That was Art Renowitzki. Once again, Art the Inspiration. Just what a great guy, man. I really enjoy every time I get to catch up with him. You know, got to, you know, we always have to dive into NBA and you know, sports in general. You know, and his, I'm excited to watch some of this Golden State Road Warriors in the national tournament coming up next month. So he said he's going to send out the link. So we'll definitely pass that along to everyone when it's time. But yeah, that's so cool, man, that they do. They have like basically a March Madness style tournament, and yeah, like it's awesome, man. I'm rooting for them again, and hopefully they can get the back-to-back natties.
Yeah, you know, just Madge, you know, when I listened to the interview and I all the things he's doing, I have a hard time emptying the dishwasher some mornings. You know, this guy is Mr. Motivation. Unbelievable, you know.
Art will make you feel lazy real quick, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah, right. So I'm gonna look forward to seeing those games. Yeah,
that's just a huge shout out to Art for always being a big supporter of the Live to Walk Again podcast and Jeremy.
Yeah,
amen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. So, like, at the last Olympics, I happened to be at this local bar or whatever, and I was shocked that they had on Paralympic basketball, and everybody was hooked, man. The whole freaking, like, everybody was just, like, watching and, like, cheering, and it was crazy. Couldn't believe it. And it was so exciting, man. Like, there's no difference to the excitement level, like watching able-bodied basketball versus wheelchair basketball. Like, these guys get after it.
You know why? Because sports is a great equalizer, right? You know, there is no color. There is no, you know, if everybody has the same abilities and you're set to play that game, it's exciting to watch champions. And these guys are champions. You know, because they have to overcome so much just to get in this game. That's what makes it so thrilling, you know?
You know, this just reminds me. So our next week's guest is a young guy named Tyler Dunham, who's like big into like bodybuilding and stuff like that. And he's suffered a spinal cord injury like a little over a year ago. And he got back into the gym like right away after getting out of the hospital and everything. And he's like, I'm over there lifting weights, and he's like, I can see these guys that are able bodied, like looking at me like, oh man, he's like, you're an inspiration. And he's like, I'm like, fuck you. I'm about to lift more than you by next month or whatever, you know. It's like I'm always just grinding, trying to get bigger, stronger, and faster. And not for like, I don't want to be the biggest, strongest, fastest guy in a wheelchair. I just want to be the biggest, strongest, fastest guy, period. So yeah, sports definitely, you know, that can be an equalizer for sure. So
yeah, it's and Art is, you know, not only is he's humble, that's the most amazing part about this guy, right? You know, his humble attitude towards this is just, you know, I'm just putting together things to make life better for everybody.
Yeah, Ricardo, I don't even know if you knew like the origin of how we even linked up with Art. Like Brandon's neighbors, like 10 years ago or something, maybe not quite 10 years ago, but like 5 or 6 years ago, it was like, yeah, like Colleen, right?
They went to high school, Colette. Yeah, they went to high school together.
Yeah, Colette.
Or her brother, maybe even. Almost a family connection somehow.
Yeah.
So oh, okay.
It's just like small world, you know. Brandon ends up living next to these people, and they find out that he's doing a podcast with me about spinal cord injuries. And they're like, oh, call this guy. And so it took me a while to get a hold of him, too. Yeah. Finally linked up. And yeah, like, Art's one of the good friends I think I've made from this podcast over the years, man. He's just a great guy. So
yeah, you know, and that's really crazy. You know, your life is really those 6 degrees of separation, right? You know, where you find somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody else, and when you look at your life, we're all connected somehow, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's no it's not a fluke, right? It's kind of like already pre-assembled, you know, life is already pre-assembled in some fashion. You know, I never thought in a million years that Jeremy, you and I and Brandon would be doing a podcast together, you know, yeah. Ever, you know, but it's been one of the best things for me because I'm inspired by these people all the time. And just by you, Jeremy, getting up every day, looking forward, and not to say you don't have any bad days, but you look forward every freaking day. You just got through COVID like a champ, you know, and you have the support system and you have this good brother, Brandon, that's there for you, you know, that keeps you involved and gets you out, you know, I mean, because you want to do things. It's amazing. You're just simply an amazing man, Jeremy Dixon.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. He is the man. And you're right, though. The podcast, who would have thought 188 episodes later, we'd still be here. And Ricardo, you've been just a blessing for our podcast to add in more insight. And, you know, you always have positive words and encouragement to bring to it. So, and also pick up where I fall off sometimes. It's, you know, it's not easy, man.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, there's old dogs can learn new tricks. You know, I'm like 20, 25 years older than you guys, and I'm learning stuff new all the time. And these people are truly inspiring. I mean, I never thought that I would find this joy in this kind of endeavor. And it's amazing.
Well, the countdown's on to episode 200, and I'm sure Jeremy's going to find something cool for that.
Oh, man. No pressure.
But that's, you know, he's pretty relentless on this podcast. And you have to realize he's not getting paid. Nobody's getting paid for this. Jeremy specifically does this to, for really one reason, to, you know, find a cure for paralysis. That would be the number one reason, right, Jay? And two, he wants to share the stories of people that have similar situations or that are in some way, you know, inspiring people to live a more healthier or more conscious or better life.
And the research in spinal cord injuries. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been amazing to me.
Yeah. So, A1 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys, you know, checks in the mail. I love it when people keep praise on me. That doesn't make me feel uncomfortable at all. Yeah, appreciate you guys. I love doing the podcast. Appreciate everybody for listening. You know, please listen, like, rate, review, and share. And we'll be back next week with Tyler
Dunn. Yeah, and check out Art's links below.
yeah, check out the links to art below. Check out the Life Goes On Foundation, Golden State Road Warriors, all that good stuff. And yeah, we'll be back next week.
All right, thanks.
Sure.